Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. We're all about bringing you that stoic wisdom, but keeping it real, keeping it fresh, and keeping it actionable. Because let's be honest, life can get pretty crazy, right? Between work deadlines, social media scrolls, and that ever-growing laundry pile, finding a moment of peace can feel like winning the lottery sometimes. But here's the thing. True peace isn't about escaping the chaos. It's about learning to navigate it with grace, finding stillness even when everything around you feels like it's moving at warp speed. And that, my friends, is what we're diving into today, finding peace in the present moment. Because honestly, who wouldn't want a little more of that? So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner calm and find some sweet, sweet serenity. First, practice mindful awareness. Ever notice how your mind can go on this wild roller coaster ride, jumping from one thought to the next? Mindfulness is all about gently bringing your attention back to the present moment. Pay attention to your breath, the sensations in your body, the sights and sounds around you. Think of it like a mental reset button whenever you catch yourself spiraling. Just take a few deep breaths and ground yourself in the here and now. Second, let go of what you can't control. This is a big one, folks. We spend so much energy worrying about things outside our sphere of influence, traffic jams, work drama, the latest political headline. Newsflash. Most of it is beyond our control. Focus your energy on what you can control, your actions, your reactions, your attitude. Third, appreciate the little things. Life is full of these tiny moments of joy, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a good laugh with a friend. Take the time to savor them. They add up and create a sense of contentment that truly nourishes the soul. Remember, happiness isn't always about grand gestures, sometimes it's found in the simple things. Fourth, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we have can be incredibly powerful. Take a moment each day to reflect on all the good in your life, your health, your loved ones, your talents. Gratitude is like a magnet that draws more positivity into your life. And finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously. We're all human and we make mistakes. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Instead, learn from them and move on with grace. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're sitting in your favorite coffee shop, enjoying that perfectly brewed latte, extra foam, of course, but your mind is racing. There's that presentation at work looming, that text conversation you need to respond to, and that whole laundry situation. Suddenly, you remember these 5 key takeaways. You take a deep breath, focusing on the warmth of the mug in your hands, the aroma of coffee beans filling your senses, the sound of gentle music playing in the background. You let go of the worry swirling in your head, reminding yourself that you can't control everything, but you can choose how you respond to it. You feel a sense of gratitude for this cozy moment, for the delicious coffee, and for the simple pleasure of being present. See what I mean? Finding peace is not about escaping reality, it's about choosing to find calm within it. And trust me, once you start practicing these takeaways, your life will be a lot more balanced, fulfilling, and dare I say, peaceful. So, my friends, remember. Breathe deep, let go of what you can control, appreciate the little things, practice gratitude, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts. What are some ways you find peace in your day-to-day life? Head over to our social media pages and let me know. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay focused, and keep seeking that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.